KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Atlantic at 8:02. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will hear from Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Director Wita Hargens with regard to workforce issues in Cass County. Also set to meet with the board on the same topic as a training coordinator from Iowa Western Community College. Together, they're expected to discuss a vision to increase and sustain economic development by building a highly educated workforce that's responsive to the needs of local businesses. The Board of Supervisors meeting is underway at 8:30 at the courthouse. In other business, the supervisors will discuss and possibly act on leasing a portion of the Walnut Street Annex to adult probation for the 4th Judicial District, and they'll set or act on an abatement of taxes of property owned by the City of Atlantic, including the airport buildings and land, a portion of Washington Township, and a parcel near the Schildberg Rec area. The board is also expected to act on approving an amended 28E Unified Law Enforcement Agreement by adding the City of Marnie to other member communities that include Cumberland, Lewis, Messina, and Wyota. The matter was tabled during last week's meeting while a legal question was looked into. The Atlantic City Council will meet this evening at City Hall during a special session, which begins at 5:30. The council will act on appointing Jennifer Miller to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they'll hear a presentation from local developer Don Sontag with regard to current and future housing trends in Atlantic. They're also expected to discuss and review a draft of the 5-year capital improvement plan. The council will review a list of proposed street projects and survey included in that plan to determine where the priorities should be placed in that first draft. At the conclusion of regular business, there will be a brief public forum. While they're popular, fun, useful, and potentially dangerous, not to mention potentially intrusive on privacy, but drones are becoming a part of everyday life in America. The topic of an unmanned aircraft policy, or UAP, will be discussed during this evening's meeting of the Atlantic School Board. The meeting begins at 5:30 at the High School Media Center. The first reading of a policy to come before the board states that the use of possession of unmanned aircraft or aerial systems, which includes drones, is prohibited for any purpose by any person or entity anywhere on or directly above property or premises owned, maintained, or used by the district for any purpose. Exceptions may be granted by the superintendent or their designee in writing, especially to area law enforcement, public safety agencies, and or the media, district personnel, or other entities and individuals. But again, that is at the discretion of the superintendent. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving an early retirement plan, which will not be offered again for another 3 years, and an exclusive vendor contract with the Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, an 8-year contract which requires the company to provide $12,000 in the first year for a basketball scoreboard sponsorship. Total value of the partnership is estimated at $58,000. The school board will also discuss and act on various contracts and or letters of assignment, as well as approving a couple of resignations, including those for Stephanie Kringle, second and third grade special ed teacher, and food service worker Jenny Schenker. A high school girls basketball coach in Des Moines is facing charges related to sexual abuse. 46-year-old Gerald Tig Johnson, a Roosevelt High School teacher, is charged with sexual exploitation by a school employee and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse with no injury. Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says that Johnson turned himself in at the Polk County Jail Tuesday afternoon. The Des Moines Public School officials are not releasing details about the investigation leading to Johnson's arrest. District spokesman Phil Roeder said Johnson has been put on leave. The penalty for a sexual exploitation conviction varies based on whether or not the pattern of sexual conduct is proven. A 14-year-old who pleaded guilty to manslaughter and other charges has admitted in court that he shot and killed a 15-year-old boy in Cedar Rapids. The boy was tried as a youthful offender. Police say the shooting occurred when rival groups met near Redmond Park in Cedar Rapids in September. Judge Patrick Grady told the boy on Tuesday that he will go through the juvenile system until he's 18. The judge noted that if the boy does well, he might qualify for probation after he finishes time in juvenile custody. The judge also told the boy that if he has problems, he could be ordered to serve the rest of his time in the adult corrections system. Authorities have brought back to the United States a man whom they have identified as the first U.S. fugitive turned over by the Cuban government since its recent thaw in relations with the U.S. Marshals said in a news release Tuesday that Sean Wegman of Muscatine is wanted in Iowa on federal firearms charges. Investigators say Wegman arrived in Havana on October 31st aboard a 13-foot Boston whaler that he stole from a Key West marina. He was arrested by Cuban border guards. Wegman is scheduled for a court hearing in Miami today. Authorities say he is from Kirkland, Indiana. He's likely to be returned to Iowa to face a weapons charge. It's not immediately known if he had a lawyer. The Iowa Democratic Party has announced how its first ever telecaucus will be conducted February 1st. Since the first Iowa caucus in 1972, you've had to be present at your precinct meeting to participate. But in 2016, the Iowa Democratic Party is creating an electronic precinct. Iowans who are living in another country, as well as Iowa soldiers who are out of the state on military duty, will be able to use their phone or Skype to participate. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Andy McGuire says telecaucus participants have until January 6th to register on the party's website.
We will confirm that these people are registered to vote in Iowa as a Democrat, and if they are not, let them know they will need to register. A week before the caucuses, verified participants will receive a PIN number that they will need to use when they call into the telecaucus.
The telecaucus will begin at 7 p.m. Monday, February 1st. At the same time, all the precinct meetings in Iowa will start.
From that point on, the telecaucus will run nearly identically to our precinct caucuses. Participants will be able to align with a candidate or to an uncommitted group by pressing a number on their phone, and there will also be a realignment process, much like a regular caucus. At the end of the telecaucus, two state delegates will be awarded.
The Iowa Democratic Party says it's reaching out to students in study abroad programs at other Iowa colleges and universities to let them know that they can caucus electronically as well. On caucus night, each precinct has a chairperson who runs the meeting, and Danny Homan, the vice chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, will be the chair of the telecaucus. Party officials don't know how many people may dial in. A contractor hired to manage the events of the program can handle tens of thousands of participants. Earlier this year, Iowa Democrats announced they would hold satellite caucuses in places like nursing homes and manufacturing plant break rooms. Andy McGuire says potential caucus participants must file a petition with the party for such a meeting to take place.
We want as many people as possible to be able to participate in this caucus.
And the Republicans in Iowa are not changing their caucus night rules. You must be present at your precinct meeting in order to participate in the Republican caucus. News was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.